This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
For Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-A'raf, once again in another place of the Quran, he records another promise that Iblis makes towards mankind. He says, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He says, by Allah, what I'm going to do is, he says, I will surely أَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I am going to sit and I'm going to wait for them on your straight path. يعني شو sit؟ لَأَقْعُدَنَّ means القعود, to sit. Well, you know when you sit, meaning you have all the time in the world. When you sit, it's different to when you're standing. Sitting implies that you're thinking properly, you're thinking straight, you're planning ahead, and you have all the time in the world. There's nothing absolutely to distract you right now. He said, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ. And he emphasized that noon at the end, ulam at the beginning, يعني والله, surely, surely, no doubt about it, I will be sitting on the straight path waiting for them, waiting so I can reel them into the haram and reel them into the waswas. Then he said, he continued in Surah Al-A'raf, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْفَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He said, I'm going to appear in front of them and behind them and on their left and on their right. And you will not find, you will find that most of them are going to be ungrateful. Allahu Akbar, let's understand what this is. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, what is meant by I'm going to come in front of them, meaning I'll make them doubt resurrection and the hereafter and the paradise and the hellfire, everything that is still to come ahead. When he said, I'm going to stand and come in front of them, meaning everything that is still ahead of us that Allah promised, he's going to cause and create doubt in our minds and in our hearts. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, and from behind. What does behind mean? Meaning I'll make them desire this worldly life. I will make them desire this worldly life. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and I'm going to come to them from their right. Meaning I will make them doubt in matters of worship. I'm going to make them doubt in matters of worship. So someone's going to pray, I will come give him waswas that your salat is no good. Repeat your salat. Someone will make wudu, I'm going to come and say to him, your wudu wasn't right. Go and repeat your salat and repeat your wudu until the point where a person feels that the worship becomes so heavy, he leaves it altogether. That's what he's going to do. He's going to come from the right, meaning he's going to cast doubt in your worship. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, and I'm going to come from the left. What does the left mean? Meaning I'll make them desire sin and transgression. Because the left is a negative term and it's used for sin and transgression. And the right is a positive term. It's used for worship and matters of goodness. I'm going to make the sin and transgression something desirable for them. And at the end he said, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you will not find most of them being grateful to you. Yani, subhanallah, the main goal of a shaitan is to make sure that you are not grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And the peak of gratitude to Allah is that you worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And the peak of ingratitude, which is where shaitan wants to lead mankind to ingratitude, the peak of ingratitude is to worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence and his worship altogether. This is where shaitan wants to lead mankind.